Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
From the Southern Bancorp Studios in Hattiesburg, I'm Kelly Sander with producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Bob Getty will be along momentarily. Glad that you're with us on the program today. Danny Lynch, former Southern Miss baseball great. Now we have to call him Coach Lynch. Well, we don't have to call him that, but out of respect, Coach Lynch, he's now the new head baseball coach at Mississippi Delta Community College. He'll be joining us. Patrick McGee later on in the program with camp reports from the New Orleans Saints as they try to win a preseason game, let alone some regular season games. Patrick will have the very latest from Saints camp coming up a little bit later on. This first segment of the program brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, smoked here, loved everywhere. I've got a good idea when you get reacquainted with your tailgate group for the opener against Mississippi State. Why don't you leave all of the cooking to Dickie's. Go ahead and place your order now, whether it's a big one or a small one, along with a great selection of side dishes that they have, and leave the cooking to them. They will take care of it. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a big supporter of Southern Miss and this program. Danny Lynch joins us now, the new head baseball coach at Mississippi Delta, off and running. He's got some other Southern Miss help that he has hired as a pitching coach, and we're going to get up to date with the dad bod himself, and we'll even talk about that name, as we welcome Coach Danny Lynch to the show. Danny, good to have you with us, man. I hope everything's going to go well.
Oh, it's going well. Thank you for having me, Kelly.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because the first thing, anybody that follows the MAC, the Mississippi Association of Community College Conference, they'll say, man, Mississippi Delta, doesn't matter what the sport is, it's tough to win there, but Michael Avalon did a really good job there, and then went to Pearl River, and of course has done great things. So there's talent there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is you got to keep the North Mississippi kids up here. That's the challenge for us. There's enough talent in North Mississippi. There's enough talent in all parts of Mississippi to win. For us, it's keeping the North Mississippi kids here. And you said Coach Avalon did it, and Coach Stanley did it, and Coach Reeves was able to do it a little bit too. So they've been a good resource so far in terms of putting me in touch with the right people, and that's a challenge for us, is keeping these North Mississippi kids up here.
And when you put a staff together, you obviously want to go with people that you're familiar with and know about. So, and there's some Southern Miss ties to some of your assistant coaches. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, taking this job as late as I did, and in the middle of July, I had to have somebody I trusted. And I've already seen that if I didn't have Aubrey with me, man, I'd be lost. He's awesome. He's one of the hardest workers I know. He's been here every day working his tail off with me, and he's been huge. And it's also huge when I only have one assistant. It's huge to have somebody I trust. If Southern Miss taught me anything, it's that if your coaching staff didn't get along, didn't trust each other, then it ain't going to work. So that's huge.
And Aubrey Gillentine's who you're talking about, your pitching coach.
Yes, Aubrey Gillentine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now the guys are reporting, the students are reporting for academic classes. Tell us now how you go about putting together this team.
Yeah, so this team this year was mostly put together by Coach Stanley, who came before me. Most of the sophomores were recruited by him. And then most of the freshmen were recruited by Coach Dorsey, who was here last year, just for a year. And that's most of the guys. We added about 7 or 8 this summer, kind of late. And that was our focus, was making sure we wanted to get to 35 for the fall, and we did. Just to make sure that we have a good group and we have enough bodies to inter squad comfortably and to get a bunch of reps in, because that's the biggest thing in the fall, is getting better at baseball. And if we can have enough guys to inter squad as much as we want, to practice how we want to, then that'll be
Lots of times people don't look upon baseball as being a rich person's sport, but when you take into account that a lot of these baseball players now are playing travel ball and going to showcases in Alabama, and the Atlanta area is really hot for a lot of these showcases. But let's face it, a lot of these kids don't, the families don't have the money to be able to do all this extensive traveling. And it sounds like Coach Lynch, that those are some of the kids that you guys are really going to go after. It's not that they're not talented. It's just they haven't, families aren't gifted to where they can just go all over to these different places.
Absolutely, and that's a huge thing is if a kid's not playing travel all the time, he's a little bit less exposed, especially to those bigger Division I schools. So at the junior college level, that's a key is those guys that maybe they didn't play a bunch of travel ball, and they kind of fall beneath the cracks. It's a good Southern Miss got Carson Pato that way. He kind of fell through the cracks, and Coach Creel saw him play when he was in high school and really liked him, and that's how Carson Pato went to Southern Miss. He's the kind of guy that fell through the cracks, and that's going to help us, I think, get some steals, is working a little bit harder and going to a little bit more games than other people and finding those guys who might not be at every big travel ball event.
Bob Getty, I'm not surprised that Danny Lynch is a head coach now in baseball, but what I am shocked about is that nobody in Louisiana hired him.
Yeah, Danny, we thought the Raging Cajuns might be reaching out for you any day. Hey, man, congratulations. It just couldn't happen to a better guy. What's this mean to you, Danny?
Well, it means everything, Bob, and I appreciate you saying that, but it means everything. It's an awesome chance for me to learn and for me to grow, and the big thing for me is to be able to just put my hands on all the players and grow them, because that's why you do this. That's why you get into this business, is to help these guys grow. I know if I didn't have the coaches I did when I was in college, then I wouldn't be the person I am today, and that's why I got into this business, and that's what I'm most excited about here is getting to impact these kids.
Well, I think any of us that have gotten to know you and watched you over the years always felt like you just had the personality to get kids to run through a wall for you. And I don't have any doubt that you will do really well up there. What's your first observation about your squad?
Well, I like it. Everybody I've talked to says we were more talented than it showed last year. Coach Lott, I talked to at Awamba, said that. Coach Reeves from Hines said that. So I really feel like we're going to be talented enough. I haven't seen it's funny. I haven't seen, I think, but one of the players play in person beyond this year's team, just because it was time crunching recruiting for me. And obviously, most of the players were already signed. So this will be a clean slate for our whole team, which I think can sometimes be a good thing. It can kind of be a fresh start for some guys who maybe didn't play as well as they'd like to last year, and it could be a chance for some guys to really play up to their potential.
All right, your last couple of years coaching with Oz and the guys down here, how has that helped you prepare for this, Danny?
Well, that's been everything. If I would have went into this job without the last 2 years, I'd be lost. Coach Oz has been huge. He's one of those coaches who's not just worried about putting a good product on the field, but he's worried about impacting everybody in the organization, and that went from the coaches all the way down to the players and the managers. So he's been awesome. Coach Creel, he's been unbelievable. I mean, I've learned from him for pretty much my whole baseball career, so he's been huge. Coach Rhodes and Coach Brewer were both huge, and Coach Rhodes kind of helped me with the recruiting side of it that I didn't know really anything about, that he's been big. And, you know, Coach Brewer, he's just one of those really hardworking people that you love to follow and you love to learn from. So
is the long-term ambition to coach D1 baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I would say now my dream one day would be to be the head coach at Southern Miss, but it's one of those things that I don't really want to lock myself into saying this is what I want to do for my life, because I think God kind of leads you in different ways. I'm from Jupiter, Florida, and I'm now the head coach at Mississippi Delta Community College in Moorhead, Mississippi, which is not where I thought I would end up at all when I was 10 years old. So
right.
I don't necessarily want to put it in a box. If I think right now, that would be my dream, but I might end up being here for the next 30 years. I never know.
But I want to talk more about that Southern Miss tie. If you were Danny Lynch from the University of XYZ coming into coach, rather than Danny Lynch from Southern Miss. Does that change the legitimacy of who you are as a coach with these players who are from Mississippi?
Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, that's a big part of just getting them to trust me. Having that name behind me is huge because obviously everybody knows what Southern Miss baseball is, what Coach Oz and Coach Barry have built it up to be, and even before them, Coach Palmer and Coach Denson. So everybody knows what Southern Miss baseball is, but I think once they get here, they'll see the way we work, Aubrey and myself, and they'll. That's the big part is they see us working as hard as we want them to work. Then that's really how you get the players to trust you, and it's also caring about them. It's not a You know, we at Southern Miss did such a good job of it wasn't we care about the best 15 players that are playing all the time. They cared about every player down to the 40th guy that redshirted and didn't play at all. So that's a huge part is caring about your guys. And I felt that way my entire time at Southern Miss. And that's what I'm going to give to these guys.
Danny Lynch is the new head coach at Mississippi Delta Community College. We're going to continue our discussion with him on the other side of this commercial break, including the nickname Dad Bod and how dad bods are in and all the other body shapes are out. We're going to find out the story.
This man is an icon down here. You know that, right?
That's why we're going to talk about it.
All right, more with our good friend and the great Danny Lynch then.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, my thanks to Michael Morgans for sitting in until I got here. Man, the traffic here on Fridays, where do people come from all over the world here on Fridays? I don't know.
But what complicates it, Bob, is the students at Southern Miss do begin classes on Monday.
Man, it's busy.
Yeah, there's Hardy Street and 98 is crazy today.
Yeah, no question about that. All right, I want to thank our good friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and Mo Bay Beignet Company, where you get delicious desserts 7 days a week, 2902 Hardy Street. This segment of the program sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the Rock. We're talking to Danny Lynch, former Southern Miss great, former Southern Miss baseball coach, now the head coach at Mississippi Delta Community College. All right, now, Danny, I don't want to embarrass you, but here's a fact. You may be the most beloved baseball player ever, and if certainly not the most, one of the most beloved players down here, from coaches to fans down the line. How hard was it for you to walk away from Southern Miss?
Oh, it was tough. I mean, it was obviously tough. I loved every second I was at Southern Miss, and I was, you know, that feels like a second home to me because I was there for so long. It really does. It of course it was difficult, but it's one of those things where I just needed to do it. I needed to, in order to grow into who you need to become, you got to take some risks and take some chances sometimes. And this was one that, you know, it's a lot of stuff that I've never done before. We've had to deal with ordering equipment and getting the guys situated and housing and all that kind of stuff that I've never worked on before. And it's good to have to do that and to learn it. That's at the end, that's why I decided to do it, was because I knew I needed to grow into who I want to be. And also I know you can win here, and from being here for, you know, I've only been here for a month now, and I've already met so many people that want to give to this program and that want to see it get back to where it can be. And so you can win here, and that's, I want to get this place back to that. And Coach Oz obviously played here a while back, and he talked about how much love he had for it. And I think a lot of people feel that way about Mississippi Delta. I think a lot of people care and want to give to it. So a huge part of me making that decision was the fact that I think we can win here, and that people do care about baseball in the Delta.
All right, no question about that. Now, I don't want to embarrass you. I know you're a humble young man, but when you came here, could you have ever imagined that you would reach the level of popularity? And I said you were an icon of baseball. I think that's true, Kelly. I mean,
well, he's one of the few players that at one time was the most loved and most hated, depending on who you talk to in Louisiana.
In Louisiana, they're not big fans of yours down in Lafayette, Danny, but we are. Could you have ever imagined that when you came here, how things turned out for you at Southern Miss?
Well, you know, it's really funny. You always, and I think every single freshman that comes to Southern Miss has this thought, and probably every freshman that goes to play college baseball has this thought that I want to be there for 3 years, get drafted, and go play in the big leagues. And that's how I felt. And, man, am I happy that God didn't have it work out that way, because I loved every second, like I said, that I was at Southern Miss, and I could have never imagined it, like you said, turning out the way it did. It was unbelievable. It's become a part of me that will always be a part of me. And it's one of those things that, you know, it's like I said, when you come in, you're thinking about being a Major League Baseball player. I'm sure everybody is, but I'm really happy it didn't turn out that way. And to answer your question, no, I could have never imagined what an incredible impact at Southern Miss and the coaches and the fans and everybody in the community had on me.
Well, and I'm going to say this before I turn it back over to Kelly. It was not only your play on the field, and I observed this time and time again, but it was your kindness toward everybody. I remember being down on the field, and you're just mobbed by kids. And I would watch you, and you would sign every single autograph. You'd talk to every single person that came up to you. And that was part of the reason that you became – so iconic down here, and that's just a tribute to the kindness that I observed you time and time again display toward everybody that approached you, Danny.
Well, I also think you look at that and you see what our coaches always preached, especially Coach Barry. Every single one of our coaches always preach. Coach Creel says it every Sunday. He says, "Don't rush out of here. Give these kids some love before you leave, because you could make somebody's day by just taking an extra second to talk to a kid." And that's what all of our coaches always preached. And that's, you look at, I've seen it as a player. You look at a program, you could see who their coaches are through what the program is. And there's no better evidence to that than Southern Miss.
No question. All right, now brace yourself, Danny, because I'm fixed to throw it back to Kelly, and I can see the look on his face. Something's coming at you.
Yeah, we're going there. We're going there, Coach Lynch. All right, now, again, not to make you uncomfortable, and you are a spoken-for man. You have a lovely fiance, and it's all official. But where did the moniker of Danny Dad Bod Lynch come from? Do we know?
So I think I got there was a Dad Bod Award at the first pitch banquet, or it might have been used to called the Dugout Club Banquet, before the season starts. It's in about January or early February. And I want to say you vote on awards, and there was a bunch. There was the Dan Keating Award, which is like the Pretty Boy Award. There was Dad Bod, and there was a bunch of awards. And I want to say I won it.
Okay.
And that is where... that's where that came from, and they were not wrong that year. That was the you come in as a freshman, you go to the cafeteria, and there ain't nothing healthy to eat, and you ain't worried about it really. I ate a bunch of pizza, drank a bunch of chocolate milk, and that's how that happened.
Hey, I saw Keating not too long ago, and he's still chiseled and ready to go.
Oh yeah, he looks like he could. He can fight in the UFC right about now.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, and And chicks love the dad bods. I guess
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me. I mean, he was the man for all the women at the Pete. There's no question, including the ones that sit up there with me.
Well, and you know who we're really ticking off? His fiance right now.
Well, I'm sure she knows. Danny, I don't know if you remember this. One time I had to bring my wife and one of her buddies from our suite down to get a picture made.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
And you were so kind to them. And you know what? That picture's hanging in the suite, Danny. So, I mean, you're never really leaving. You do understand
well,
that,
right? Well, that's awesome. That is awesome.
So on your punch list going forward now, Danny Lynch, as you are the new head coach at Mississippi Delta, take us through your punch list and your things to do most immediately as the guys now report for school and fall camp.
Well, the biggest thing is, it's like I said, you can see who a coach is and watching their players act. And the biggest thing is building a culture. If you can't build a culture, then you're not going to have a good program. You're simply not. You could get the most talented players, but if you don't have guys who are hardworking, who are tough, who are good people off the field, you're just not going to be able to win. You got to do all the little things right, not only in baseball but in life to really win. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be a team that does all the little things right, and that's the biggest thing, is just instilling that culture of, it's like Coach Barry always used to say, everything matters. Every little detail matters, from the way you take care of the edges on the field to when you actually do step in that box and get to compete. It all builds up to that moment.
You're one of the youngest coaches that we've ever gotten to talk to on this program. The sense of entitlement that we keep hearing from high school coaches, that kids coming up now, that, you know, they don't play any other sports. Mom and dad have been telling them how great they are ever since they were 3 years old. Nobody wants to compete for a position anymore. Are guys that you're talking about, Danny, harder to find? Those blue-collar guys that really want to work hard and earn what they get?
You know, I think there's a part of it that just starts with, you got to trust the right people. You know, when you build a relationship with a high school coach that you can really trust, and they tell you about a kid and that he has all the right attributes about how he's a tough kid, he's a hard worker, that's how you can really know. Because outside of that, you just don't know these things until they come on campus. When we're recruiting players, we're only around them. We talk to them on the phone once every week or once every couple weeks, and we bring them on a visit, and that's about it. So you can't really know those things. And I think a huge part of that is, it's our job once they get here. And part of that is being honest with them, not just when they get here, but in the recruiting process, and telling them that when you go to college, nothing's given. Every player that we get is going to be one of the best players in their high school team. That's every player that plays college baseball. So that's a huge part about it, is being honest with guys in the recruiting process and telling them that it's going to be hard work, but it's worth it. And it's about more than your baseball career for 1 year or 2 years or 4 years or hopefully 20 years for some of these guys. It's about who you're becoming through the process. And that's part of our job once they get here, is to make them those kind of people. That's, I think, exactly why I'm in this business.
Well, Danny, we wish you great luck, young man. And the whole Southern Miss baseball nation, as you know, has now become fans of Mississippi Delta Community College. And, we look forward to great success from you, man. We thank you for everything you've done down here, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. Thank you guys for having me.
Danny Lynch, everybody. Just needs no introduction to anybody that follows Southern Miss baseball. We should call our friend Jay Walker and break the news to him.
Oh, he would celebrate. Good
he
riddance.
Loves, he loves Danny.
Good riddance.
We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
We're in the Southern Bancorp Studios in Oak Grove, just outside of Hattiesburg on the west side. Looks like we're about ready to get some rain. Actually, we need some rain in this particular area. It's been all around us, just haven't been able to drop any of it on us. This segment brought to you by our friends at 4th Street Bar and Grill. It's kind of an adult playground. They've got everything for you there. They've got Golden Tee Golf. They've got darts. You want to shoot some pool, they've got that. And, of course, adult beverages and all of the big games on the big screen TVs. And they have so much Southern Miss memorabilia that they have to switch it out every once in a while. So every time you go in there, you might be able to see something different. Of course, the Saints pregame, preseason games are going to be on the televisions there at 4th Street, as well as the regular season games. Patrick McGee will be joining us a little bit later on from Saints camp to be telling us what exactly is going on at Saints camp, and is the doom and gloom surrounding the potential for the New Orleans Saints warranted? Again, Patrick McGee will be joining us. The Eagle Hour will be on the road quite a bit the next couple of weeks as we get ready for the Southern Miss Mississippi State opener scheduled for the last Saturday in August. That's an 11 a.m. start. And before you guys get your tailgating started, you might want to go by Mobay Beignet Company at 2902 Hardy Street and grab some breakfast at Mobay Beignet Company. They don't even make the beignets until you order them. And the special sauces that they have vary from month to month, so you never know what kind of surprise you're going to get at Mobay Beignet Company, where you can get hot and cold coffees as well.
All right, Patrick McGee joins us now from the Crescent City of New Orleans as we prepare for another preseason Saints game. All right, Patrick, bring us up to date. What's the big news out of Saints camp?
In terms of news right now, I guess it's just preseason. Right now, Trevor Penning, Will Clapp, both guys suffered injuries during the preseason game, and trying to figure out how they're going to kind of fill that on the interim. That was kind of the one kind of issue coming out of the preseason, was just that first preseason game, is that they they have to figure out what's going on. And right now I am backing up into my driveway. I didn't know I was going onto the interview.
So, okay, well, you keep backing up. Pay attention to where you're going, Patrick, while you're talking.
Yeah, I'm trying.
But right, Patrick, the Penning guy has been a bust, hasn't he, overall?
Yeah, but they were encouraged by what they saw out of Penning. They moved him to left guard, and they were encouraged. They were encouraged by what they saw out of him in the in camp leading into the game. So leaving him out of the picture for a time being is going to be a concern.
Well, the quarterback situation continues to be unclear, and Spencer Rattler has been running his mouth a little bit, saying he didn't sign up to be a backup quarterback, and I think that could be problematic for the Saints if he doesn't get that starting job, if he doesn't shut his mouth a little bit, yeah?
That's news to me. So,
okay.
That's the first time hearing this. So,
I think what I heard he had said too was he was unhappy with the vanilla playbook. But my God, it was the first preseason game, Patrick. They're not gonna show all their cards in preseason football, are they?
No. I mean, I kind of laughed when I saw on Twitter. All right.
Don't run over blue. Don't run over blue.
Yeah, no. Hold on a second, guys.
It's okay. It's okay.
This is a new one on the show here. We've interviewed people from hospital beds.
I'm sneezing. He's backing up the car.
I'm like the only guy here focused.
The immediacy of a radio, that's one of the things you love about it, is it's real life happening.
Patrick, you didn't hit like a Mardi Gras guy or anything, did you?
No. No.
All right. Well, let's get – all right. Are you situated? Have you parked?
Yeah. I'm good.
Okay. That's what I read that he said, was that he thought the vanilla playbook. But I want to go back to what you just said about injuries. Man, that – it just seems like they're already dropping like flies in the NFL. And certainly injuries played a big role in the Saints' issues last year. What do you think we're ever going to see a day they quit all this preseason football? Because that just seems to be, I don't know, man. That just seems that you just lose a lot of players before you ever play a game for real, Patrick.
Yeah, no, I mean, as long as the NFL can make money off the preseason, they're going to continue to do that. So that's just the nature of it. I mean, they've already cut it back from four to three games and they expanded the season by one. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as long as there's money to be made, the NFL is going to try to make money.
And you do have to go up against some competition that's not that are not guys on your own team. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to face the live bullets at some point.
Yeah. I noticed one thing they're doing in the NFL a lot more, Patrick, is they're having these inter-squad weeks where they teams practice against each other for a week and then they play a preseason game. Are the Saints involved in anything like that this preseason?
They had the joint practice with the Rams yesterday.
Okay.
And they were supposed to practice with the Chargers before the preseason game, but they canceled because the number of injuries, I think, that the Chargers had incurred.
Oh, there you go again. See, there you go again. Teams are dealing with injuries one preseason game into the season, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, it's football. I mean, whether they're practicing or whether they're playing preseason games, injuries are just part of the deal.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, you know, a side story on the Chargers. You know, Jim Harbaugh got a 10-year.
No, he didn't care.
No, exactly. But I'm saying he knew what was coming down, uh-huh. and he got out of college football right quick.
Yeah. Did we actually know what he supposedly did in college football?
Well, Donnie Tindall got – maybe he was taking tests for his students, like supposedly some other coaches do that got into trouble.
All right, Patrick, I know you don't get to cover him anymore because you're busy with your new job down in New Orleans, but in your opinion, you covered Southern Miss a long time. Southern Miss capable of beating Mississippi State, an SEC team, in the opener?
Yeah, I don't know enough to say. I mean, I would obviously say they have a much better chance right now than they have the last several years. I mean, obviously the talent level's gone up, and they've brought in, you know, somebody that should plug in and play fairly well at quarterback. You have to be good on both sides of the ball, and Southern Miss hasn't been that in a while. So, I just can't say for sure, but certainly they got a better chance than they had the last several seasons.
Is that gap, though, widening with teams like Southern Miss? Now, Tulane's a very good football team, but, even they're involved in that. The gap between the Michigans and Ohio States and Alabamas of the world with the Southern Misses and Tulane's, I don't know that Southern Miss can realistically ever get back to a level that it was 20 years ago when it could go consistently compete with Alabama. Is that a fair statement for all Group of Five schools?
Yeah, I mean, it's the gap's getting wider, and it's just become tougher and tougher, obviously, for them to compete with the big boys.
When you look at the – I'm going to go back to the Saints in the NFC division that they're in the South. Is it reasonable, Patrick, to assume that this could, based on expectations now, that this might be the weakest division in the NFL this year?
The NFC South, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think there's a fair good chance it does. I think the talent level probably in the division has gone up. I think quality of play was a little bit better last year between the Buccaneers and the Falcons. I think the Panthers probably go up a little bit again this year, but the Saints – I think a lot of people kind of expect them to go sideways, if not backwards, a little bit. So, overall, I think it's going to be probably one of the worst divisions in the league. Whether it's the worst, which just kind of remains to be seen.
It did frustrating, Patrick, if you're a Saints fan, to watch the Denver Broncos now in the playoffs under Sean Payton, and things have just not been the same in New Orleans since he left. That's just a fact.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the situation, When Sean Payton moves on and Drew Brees retires, the year before, I mean, everything was going to change. Mm-hmm. And the team probably need a little bit of a rebuild, and the problem here is they've delayed the rebuild a little too long. Mm-hmm. I think they're more in rebuild mode right now than they have been in recent seasons. And, I don't know if they're ever going to get that over that hump for a while, at least for next. I think Kellen Moore is a good hire, but overall the roster is just too old, especially on defense. There's just a lot of work that has to be done in the next 2 or 3 years. Whether Mickey Loomis is the guy to do that remains to be seen.
Last question. What was the bigger loss, Sean Payton or Drew Brees?
Well, Drew Brees, losing Sean Payton, I mean, he could have stayed. I mean, Drew Brees' career was done. He had hit that point. That was just inevitable. But losing Sean Payton, I would say, is the most important, was the biggest blow, because he's somebody that could have kind of turn the ship around, eventually. But him taking him out of the fold, and obviously played a huge role in personnel and putting the team together in the past, and taking Sean Payton out of the picture probably was the biggest blow.
Right. Patrick, we appreciate you, brother, and sorry that we interrupted you trying to back up. You didn't hit anybody because of us, did you?
No. I, okay. It was. It, I, No, it's fine. All right.
Yeah, we're not going to get into details. He's fine. Yeah.
Talk to you next week, Patrick. Thank you, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Patrick McGee, everybody, from NOLA.com. Hey, as we head to the break, I'm thrilled to announce that starting Monday, Forest General Hospital, Forest Healthcare, is joining the Super Talk Eagle Hour as a long-term sponsor. Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but don't forget about the most important player, and that's you. You can get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. And I'm going to tell you, I'm thrilled to have them as a sponsor of the show. All of us should be very grateful for this state-of-the-art medical facility here in Hattiesburg.
September coming up is a heart month, so it'd be a good time to make sure that ticker's working the way it should.
Welcome to Forest Healthcare, to the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and on the other side of the break, we're introducing another new sponsor with a big Southern Miss baseball connection. We're looking forward to that. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Danny Lynch, the great Danny Lynch, for joining us. That was a fun interview, and we wish nothing but the best for that young man. I also want to thank Patrick McGee, who ran over two people and three dogs during the interview, but he got it on, and we're grateful to him. He's a pro, right? He's a pro.
Yeah, I'm sure his attorney will be in touch, I'm sure.
You know, we just mentioned that Forest General Hospital has joined the Eagle Hour. We're just as happy to tell you about this new sponsor, Eagle Tire, and the all-new Eagle Tire West on Highway 98 has joined the Eagle Hour family, and we could not be happier. And let me tell you, Matt Warren, former baseball pitcher for the Golden Eagles 2008-2012, is the manager of Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 as you approach Bellevue. And first of all, Matt, thanks to you and all your partners out there for joining the program, man. We're thrilled to have you as a member of our family.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Tell us about the Eagle Tire West.
Yeah. We're new out here. We're in the old Tire Tracks shop here. We're right in between Smith Motor Company and Pearl River Valley. It's a beautiful shop. We're super excited to be out here. You know, we're going to be Goodyear dealers, and we've been doing this for 30-plus years, so we're just going to transition a little further out west and expand this business out here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to have good premium products. Like I said, Goodyear, we're going to do all your tire work for you, your oil changes, your brakes, your front-end work, alignments. All your general maintenance can be done here. We've been doing it for a long time. We're good at it, and we just really look forward to being out west here. Have a lot of good friends, a lot of good customers live out this way, and with us being right here, kind of in their neighborhood now, you know, we can kind of save you a little drive and mm-hmm. more convenient for them. And we're just really happy to be out here and excited for the opportunity. It's a good thing going, and we're super excited.
Well, they're so good at what they do, Bob. Goodyear has actually named a tire after their business, the Goodyear Eagle.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right.
Yeah,
and you know, and you guys are, You've opened this new shop in really the growing area of this community. I mean, it's just something being built and growing every day out here in the Bellevue, Oak Grove area. I mean, it's a great location for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's growing this way. Everything's coming out this way. And, you know, it's, you know, we're just, like I said, we're just super excited to be out here. This is a nice place. Y'all stop by. We're gonna get a sign up soon. So you'll notice us from the road there, but mm-hmm. Yeah, we're, you know, a lot of good people out this way, and we're just super pumped to expand out here and get this thing going.
You know, people might've thought that I was kidding, but they're real.
There is an Eagle Tire.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. The Goodyear Eagle or what the Indy car,
no, you're right.
The Indy
you're
Racing
right.
League
you're
uses.
Right.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate so much that, you're going to be one of our sponsors for the next year, and hopefully for a long time after that. Now, I got about 2 minutes left. I've got to ask you this. You were, of course, an excellent baseball pitcher for the Golden Eagles. We had Danny Lynch on the show earlier, and he revealed to us that in a preseason event, he won the Dad Bod Award.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
Did you ever win anything as prestigious as that, Matt?
Man, I didn't. I can't say I did. But definitely congratulations to Danny, man. He's a great guy. He's going to do well up there, and I'm glad he's getting that opportunity, too. That's He's a great guy.
Now, Matt,
he's been awesome.
Matt, you're a pedal guy, right, initially?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now you're right in the backyard of that OG school. There's not going to be any trouble, is there?
What do you want? Not at all, man. Business is business, and sports are sports.
No, I'm kidding you. I knew there wouldn't be. But
were you surprised to hear that Danny Lynch won the Dad Bod Award, Matt?
No, man, not at all. But he can pull it off. He's one of the best to ever do it out there. So
yeah, no question.
And sorry, ladies, as we mentioned, Danny Lynch, he's spoken for.
Hey, last minute left, Matt. You're an alumni of the program. I know you, like everybody that played back in those years, it really set the foundation. You just got to be a little awestruck at how good the baseball program has become in the last few years. Yes,
absolutely. We we go out there and support them still, and it's hard to even put into words what it means to this community and what that baseball program means to me and my family and just the coaches, Coach Berry, Coach Palmer, Coach Ostrander, and I got a lot of friends out there that still work that way, and mm-hmm. Man, it's something really special to be a part of, it's awesome. It really is.
Well, Matt, I don't want to say that we're biased here on this program, but here we are in the middle of August, and we're still talking about Southern Miss baseball.
Still talking about baseball. We really talked about it all year, man.
We really haven't stopped since the season started.
Matt, it's special.
Thank you very much, man, for joining the Eagle Hour family. We really look forward to promoting your business and doing business with you, and we encourage all of our listeners to do business with Eagle Tire West and Matt Warren. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Matt Warren, everybody, at Eagle Tire West. Welcome to them and Forest Healthcare. So happy to have those two new sponsors join us. Kelly, it's been a good week.
And we're going to have two new people to talk about next week.
Yes, we are. We are. That are joining the show. An Eagle Hour remote next Wednesday. And I haven't even seen you to tell you this. We booked another one for the week of football. Every day, the week of football season, we're on the road.
Should be fun,
the week of the opener.
Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fun. We'll have more information on that. Bring you some more Southern Miss news and information next week. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.